I'm Gene Randall. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani used tough language today aimed at the United Arab Emirates, calling his decision to normalize ties with Israel a huge mistake. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf nation against allowing Israel to have a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement, announced on Thursday, is seen as a strategic boost for the Arab Gulf states' regional and global standing. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today signed a defense cooperation agreement with Poland. A major part of it, the transfer of American troops to Poland from Germany. Polish President Andrzej Duda said the pact would serve to increase the security of other countries in the neighborhood. Pompeo said, quote, the opportunities are unlimited. President Donald Trump wants some 12,000 troops out of NATO member Germany, often complaining Germany spends too little on its own defense. 1,000 U.S. service personnel will be redeployed to Poland. They'll join 4,500 Americans already based there. As the oil spill off the coast of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean worsens, Japan's Environment Minister Shinjiro Koizumi says Tokyo will send a team to assess the damage. 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far just off the Mauritius coast. A Japanese-owned bulk carrier struck a coral reef in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Scientists are calling the country's worst ecological disaster involved in this operation. Removing the ship will be a delicate operation and is likely to take months. France says it will assist with the cleanup. Koizumi also told reporters he saw the spill as a grave crisis that could lead to a loss of biodiversity. Japan today marked the 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. Emperor Naruhito used the occasion to express deep remorse over his country's wartime actions. He pledged to reflect on the war's events and voiced the hope such a tragedy would never be repeated. While some people expected an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, that did not happen. In fact, he gave thanks for the sacrifices of his country's war dead. Via remote, this is VOA News. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are causing unwelcome news for summer vacationers across Europe.